Welcome to the Bad Movie Night Podcast, covering the worst movies you've never seen. We hope you enjoy listening to Bad Movie Night Podcast.
Everybody, welcome back to another exciting episode of the Bad Movie Night Podcast. My name is Chris, and tonight we've journeyed back to the 70s to talk about the 1974 horror action thrill ride that stars construction equipment, Killdozer. And I apologize for this horrible trailer.
Dutch, I'm going swimming! Hey, Dutch!
I have no idea.
It makes a lot more sense now, having seen the movie. Yes, at least. It does. Like, I understand now.
In creating that, did you think this was
a great idea? Well, I didn't make that. I don't know why you guys blame that on me.
It's a fan-made trailer for sure.
It's a fan-made trailer. There's just lots of fans for Killdozer, Aaron. There's a thing. It's a thing. Okay.
Yeah. It's a thing. Apparently.
It's Killdozer. Very slow, tedious. Whatever that was. Okay.
We will get to your thoughts on the movie shortly, Aaron. Then. Yeah. Okay. We'll get to it.
Is that where we're going with this? All right. Okay. All right.
We haven't really covered.
We're saving it for the podcast?
We haven't covered the construction equipment genre yet. We're just tapping into it now. I want to cover that fucking. Do you guys remember that, like, 2000s fake safety video? Like,
yes!
Klaus the.
I love that one. I kept thinking of that. Yes.
Forklift safety. Yeah.
Forklift safety. That's a great video. You should look it up if you haven't seen it. But it's amazing. That's what we're talking about. We got to move on. Curmudgeon 44 is going to get upset. We're not dancing the way he wants
to dance. We'll timestamp this shit. I timestamp
for that. We will move on. Killdozer. That is what the wheel has chosen. And that is what we've covered tonight. AJ, what is Killdozer?
Did you say Dildozer or Killdozer?
You're just hearing what you want to
hear.
A little bit of both.
Because that's a totally different movie.
Is that what I said? I think I'm speaking
I
very...
think I'm... The alcohol is hearing things.
I think I'm enunciating clearly.
Yes. Dildozer. I got it.
All right, ready?
AJ's not amused. Like, so go ahead.
Everybody has to stop here. Like,
oh, my God.
Let's schedule.
Guys, right. It's 9 o'clock.
That's right.
It's 8:59 technically. I'm just saying.
Oh, we got time. There's always time for Dildozer.
All right.
Hold on, I gotta watch the title.
Just keep talking.
I don't even know if you want to. I think we maybe should just end this. Go ahead, AJ.
Shut it down.
Okay. When a small construction crew on a remote island is terrorized by a spirit-like being that takes over a large bulldozer. Can they handle
it's a
the heavy lifting? Find out in the 1974 TV movie Killdozer.
Why don't we just turn it off?
Rated R for LD.
Don't turn
tight
that
pants.
Thing on.
Look at how tight these goddamn pants
are.
Man.
Oh my God.
The tight pants. They were great.
Game.
We will get into it.
We
will get into it.
Game, isn't it?
I didn't make the game. Rebecca makes the games.
I made the game.
Rebecca's
not
as
have anything to do with tight pants.
She's not nearly as perverted as me. I think those
were tight pants.
Really pick that up.
Diesel mechanics.
My game would have been like tight pants or. More tight pants.
tight pants or tank trays.
It probably would have been like, is this the sound of a zipper or?
Is it fart or forklift?
Fart or forklift. That's a good idea.
Trick question. It's both.
Well, thank you, AJ. That was a very good premise section.
You're welcome.
You really lifted us up.
It did.
Good.
I feel so elevated.
Sun, right?
Okay. Aaron,
we're gonna
1974
dig a hole.
Is a year we have not covered on the show before.
We have not covered it. Really? But have not covered it. 1974.
I don't know what's going on. Am I actually speaking like that? You guys making fun of me.
You're
feel
just
like
adding
I'm
extra sound. That's my job. I'm the one that's supposed to be unintelligible.
1974. Let's take a moment, dive into that history hole, get a little context for the movie. and the year it was released.
You sound like you're a leprechaun.
Jesus Christ.
Are you ready? For Aaron's History Hole.
So this film was released on February 2nd, 1974, and this is a TV movie. I'm not sure what that means in the early 70s.
It's like on TV.
Primetime CBS.
This is a TV movie? That makes so much sense now that you say
that. Yeah, it's like the movie of the week.
Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, man, I didn't know that.
Betty Broderick.
I think what happened a lot of times back then is like these production studios own TV channels, and like they'd make these movies, and if they didn't think it was like quality enough, they would just dump it to like a
TV
special.
That makes sense. Kind of like now they sell to Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah,
same deal. All right, so this is our first 1974 movie. Given that we just covered a 75 movie, I'm not going to go into the whole like history of the 70s type of deal. But we'll say we have covered.
Aaron, can you go into the whole history of the 70s, day by day,
entire decade?
Starting on January 1st,
bell bottom pants.
We have covered two other more recent 70s movies. We with Frogs from 1972 and Race with the Devil from 1975. We also covered the Incredible Melting Man, but I'm not sure what year that
was.
Good
note.
That was 70s.
That was 70s as well. I think it was like 78
maybe.
Yeah, Aaron. See, me and you. Same wavelength. Melted. Also genetics, blood, all that kind of stuff.
Ice in your orange juice.
Yep. That's a normal thing to
do. Is there any other way? All right, so some movies released from February 1974. We have freaking classic Blazing Saddles.
Nice. Never heard of it.
There you go.
Love that movie. Yes. Man, I just was making a video and I pulled up the farting scene from that. And like just even isolated just, that scene is so goddamn funny. I love that movie.
We have Sugar Hill, which I was not familiar with, but sounds kind of cool. It's a horror blaxploitation zombie film.
Holy
might be kind of cool.
That sounded interesting.
That's a whole lot of
Is the Sugar Hill Gang in it?
Well, that's what I wonder too. So I said hip hop, hip into the hip and the hip hip hop. But I'm not sure. Right.
I'm reading about the movie. Goddamn it! I'm a boomer. I gotta like focus everything, every ounce of my.
That was so good. Such a good.
Chris Stoneshoff, you did your research before these.
We also have. We have Thieves Like Us and Crazy Joe. Not about our current president. All right, so our highest grossing films of 1974, we have The Towering Inferno.
Oh, man, yeah. That's a great disaster movie.
It's a pretty cool movie. Blazing Saddles. Young Frankenstein. Frankenstein?
Oh, it's the same year as Blazing Saddles.
Yes, I know, man. Mel Brooks killing it. Yep. Earthquake.
Which was
my name in high school. My nickname in high school.
I don't get into earthquakes.
Yeah. We have the trial. Oh, it's not a what?
It just doesn't interest me. Like,
On the disaster front.
Well, I mean, okay, like, let me ask you this. And I'm being serious.
Okay.
What earthquake movie have you seen that was good?
Exactly. There was that one with the 21.
No.
Sudden Impact, is that one?
Have they made an earthquake movie?
San Andreas?
Yeah, San Andreas.
Oh, shit. You know what is? Daylight. That movie's sweet.
Oh, man. There you go, Stallone.
I love earthquakes. I love it. Manhattan
Tunnel? What more do you need?
Tunnel.
Tiktok plates.
I just remember
taking it back.
Yeah.
Is it Woody Harrelson in that?
Have you ever been in an earthquake?
I mean, technically, yeah. Like, tidy ones. One time I felt like a shimmy, and I was like, damn. This is what it's like, but I don't think it's the same for everyone, depending on where you are.
Yeah.
Now, that would be terrifying, a random earthquake like that. Mm. Like one that actually causes damage.
Yeah.
Things scary are getting stuff. Real now.
Or like a things typhoon caused by an earthquake. That's really scary.
Yes. Typhoons are the most... I'm sorry. We're ruining Aaron's history.
No, you're good. You're good. Talk about typhoons.
I'll just say typhoons are the most like
typhoid Mary. I don't care. Whatever you want to say.
Can you imagine just looking out and seeing this massive wave coming in?
Yes. Tsunamis are terrifying.
Wasn't that a typhoon different?
Typhoons are hurricanes.
Typhoons are hurricanes.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. I was thinking tsunami. Yes.
I was thinking Typhoon Lagoon, the water park, and I just went that way for some reason.
That is just a whole lot of fun.
I love typhoons. They're the best.
Yeah. I was thinking, man,
their water slides are
Lagoon
awesome.
Was so cool.
Oh, God. All right, so we have The Godfather Part 2.
Good, good, good.
good stuff.
I want a minion deal.
Okay, sure.
Alright.
That's my Hal Pacino.
He wasn't all hoo-ah
three,
yet.
Right?
Ah, yeah. Playing devil in a movie. Ah!
Wait, do the one about the sandwich. I don't know. One time you did one, an impersonation of him, and you're like, "I need a woman and a sandwich or something." It was, oh, yeah. Like a turkey sandwich. It was great.
Smell like a woman or whatever. Yeah.
All right, we have the longest yard.
What is that movie called? Scent of a Woman. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what he was definitely in that phase then, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We have Murder on the Orient Express, and AJ. We have the life and times of Grizzly Adams.
Oh, classic.
Christ.
Dan Haggerty.
Him on that.
Top of his game.
This is the best movie we've ever watched.
I've never actually seen that, so good.
All right, some awards from that year. Our best film won for drama went to Chinatown. Comedy was Longest Yard. Godfather Part II won the Academy Award for Best Film. Speaking of not aging well, Roman Polanski was the director for Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the thing of it is, Roman Polanski made some incredible films.
He did.
Yeah.
Roman Polanski
unspeakable things.
It's an incredibly bad
horrible person.
Yeah.
And it is hard to separate that.
Our best actress went to Gina Rowlands for A Woman Under the Influence.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, that's basically it. So, our director for this film was Jerry London.
Ooh.
He's a prolific TV series director with 95 credits. He directed episodes mostly of Hogan's Heroes, Shogun, The Partridge Family, The Brady Bunch, The Bob Newhart Show, $6 Million Man.
All that stuff makes 100% sense.
Yeah, it makes so much sense.
It really does. It really does. You get a good sense of 70s. Mm-hmm. TV
nostalgia,
watching
right?
This, right? Yeah, and it's kind of cool in a way. Just the overall production of it, the acting, the nature of it is so feels very much of its time. Our writers, of which there are many, we have Theodore Sturgeon, who wrote the novella.
There's that many writers for a movie.
He wrote the
Kill
novella
Dozer?
And teleplay. So this is actually pretty cool. The cover art for the novella looks pretty badass. That's what this was needed. It needed that.
Astounding.
That's cool.
All
right. No offense. I'm not like a big, what you would call a reader, but do we really need a book about a killer bulldozer? Like, is that something?
Why not? This was,
it
was written
I feel
in
like
the 40s.
That lives and dies on its visuals.
It was written in the 40s, so, you know. It was a short story, too.
Were invented. It's like a
Stephen King read it,
like,
and then he just wrote.
Yeah, he
like
wrote
the future.
Christine.
Maximum Overdrive.
Bulldozers existed in the 1940s?
Yes, man. They've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
It's skyscrapers.
Okay, just checking. I actually knew that. I was testing you guys, and you guys all passed. Congratulations.
Okay. We also had Ed McKillop, who wrote the teleplay. He had only one credit. We also have Herbert F. Salo, who did the adaptation. He's a TV production manager for shows like Star Trek, the original series, Mission Impossible, Mannix, a bunch of stuff.
Nice.
He was pretty busy dude, too. Yeah. Our cinematography was Terry K. Mead, who has 42 credits. He did things like The Last Picture Show, Black's Magic, and The Outside Man. I'm not familiar with any of those.
Never heard of those.
But our music.
Yeah. Oh shit! I forgot to pull music clips.
This makes more sense now. Our music was by Hal Mooney, who has 101 music department credits and 20 composer credits. He did stuff for Bridges of Madison County, The Untouchables, 2 Weeks Notice, The $6 Million Man, etc. But here's kind of where the music comes from.
Is that what he made?
Born
in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. It explains a lot hearing that, right? But he was born in 1911. He died in 1995. So even when he was making this dude's in his 60s coming up with this crazy, like early electronic industrial sounding stuff.
If you made a new version of the $6 Million Man, it would have to be like $6 Billion Man, because 6 million is like like a normal.
It won't get you anything.
That's a PPP loan. The $6 trillion Man. Yeah, exactly. So it kind of helps explain, I think, some of the nature of the sounds. Mm-hmm. It was very experimental, I think, but yeah. It was
synth.
We'll get into it. Yeah. We'll get into it.
It was
a talk about the music.
We'll get to it. Thing.
Yeah. We'll get to it.
Yeah. Yes. We have some movies we need to check out. I was very lazy Always. And just picked things that were closely, tangentially related, mostly. Tangentially, we have Horror at 37,000 feet.
Holy crap.
Man, we got another air movie to watch?
That looks cool, right? That is a lot of goddamn feet. Oh my god.
It's almost as high as Chris's favorite. Damn. All right, the Horror at 37,000 feet. This is from 1974 as well. An invisible demon in the cargo hold of a jet airliner terrorizes the passengers.
Hmm.
That's never happened before.
No. No,
I mean, is this wait? This is
usually
from
the
70s?
Demons in the bathroom.
Who's in
yes.
it?
I don't know. What's
can you enhance on that? Enhance.
Five
enhance.
Sparrows.
Aaron, this is not enhancing.
Yeah.
Dick Connors.
Chuck Connors. Buddy Ebsen. Wow.
Shatner. William Shatner.
Paul Winfield.
This is where he got
on the wing.
I see horror. At 37,000
demons.
Something on the wing.
Something.
I see London. I see France. I see demons. In my pants.
That was the best. I think that was the best thing you ever did.
Okay, we have From Beyond the Grave. This is from 1974 as well. Here, I'll zoom in.
I can't tell what that is. Enhance like
a From Beyond the Grave.
Oh, God damn it.
There's a bad
one. Why can you not enhance when we say
The Terror of Delight,
skull and worshippers a snake
of the
macabre.
The hand.
Okay. I mean, it looks amazing. I'm sure the movie's half garbage.
From right? Beyond the Grave. The There's some really cool cover art for this, too. This is only one of the ones.
Terror to Delight worshippers.
I think it's a bat, AJ. Is that a bat?
It's a bat.
Or
a I want it to be a dragon.
Yeah, yeah, dragons.
Is this another, is it a devil worshipper club?
No. Are you ready?
No.
We can't see your face.
Do you need to see my face? Really?
Yeah, I missed your face. Oh, there it is. All right, never mind. Put it away.
All right, so moving on. This is an anthology of four short horror stories revolving around a mysterious antique shop owner and his antique pieces, each of which hides a deadly secret.
So it's Needful
Things. Vincent Price? Is Vincent Price the antique shop owner?
So.
That'd be cool.
Would you like to know? You'll find out when we watch it. We have The Night of Terror from 1972.
Oh, it's a wheelchair take
is
on.
That a wheelchair?
Is it a,
it's a wheelchair.
Oh, shit.
That's wild. It's not going to be any high roller, Chris. What was that called? Hell Roller? We watched
Hell Roller?
Oh, that is not dark. A movie that anyone should speak of. That is
That's very true.
Very questionable true. Movie. Very yes. inappropriate.
Yes.
Okay, so this is from 1972. A hired killer hunts down a school teacher to get something she has. She doesn't know what it is, but he's already killed twice to get it.
Wow.
What? Okay. What does that have to do with a wheelchair?
I have no idea.
Maybe it's
That's why we're going to watch it.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense. I'm with it, though.
Okay.
Watch that shit.
Finally, we have Colossus, the Forbidden Project.
What? The what project?
The what?
Forbidden. The Corbin Bronson.
It's a shocker.
Bronson.
Born Burnson, the Forbidden Project.
Is that Connery in there? What's going on?
This is the
this
dawning,
is the dawning
of, the
of the age of Colossus.
It's Forbidden Project.
When the moon is in the seventh.
I just like I like the cover art. I'm like, here's some people embracing. Here's some guys doing dancing in the streets. Here's some military shit. And this guy's like, oh no.
The New York Times said it was practically perfect.
Practically
wow.
Shocker. Fascinating.
So is Mary Poppins.
Sizzler. Razzle dazzle.
Did you say Sizzler?
Yeah, they watched this while they ate at the Sizzler. I don't know. It says
that quote's gonna be practically
a Sizzler.
Perfect if you're
can't
looking
read
for
that.
A
I'm not gonna try.
I can't read that shit. I don't have good enough eyes. You know I have an eye condition. I have
a Sizzler builds to high tension. Oh, yeah. Razzle dazzle. Smooth suspense. Full out entertainment. Wildly imaginative.
This is shit you would describe when you have actually nothing to say about something.
We can practically perfect. All right, so this is from 1970. Thinking this will prevent war, the U.S. government gives an impenetrable supercomputer total control over launching nuclear missiles. Heard of this before. But what the computer does with the power is unimaginable to its creators.
Skynet.
Does that helicopter have a face?
Yes, it's your friendly neighborhood helicopter.
It's like, hi, guys.
Oh. This is actually a precursor to Cars. All right. That's what I got.
You were on like a high, and then you ended with some real shit. So just kind of ruined every, you know, every kind of
you. You can it. Start picking things to add to the.
Oh,
wheel,
here we go. Not allowed to talk about what Aaron's history hall stuff. And
stop talking about my hole, Chris.
The hole was only 28 minutes long, so it's okay.
That's true.
It's not 28 minutes long.
Aaron, write down this timestamp so curmudgeon 44 doesn't get mad, okay?
No, I'll take it down later. All
right, let's move on. Hey everyone, this is Chris, and just reminding you, in the still of tonight, to go to patreon.com/badmovienightshow and sign up. For $2 a month, you get access to the exclusive bonus podcast pre-show, as well as other bonuses. That's patreon.com/badmovienightshow. Killdozer. You're here to talk about the Killdozer. Oh,
dozer.
Rebecca.
Yeah.
What did you think of the Killdozer?
I didn't really understand it. I thought it was a stretch because how fast can a bulldozer go? And they just kept getting chased down by this thing.
Reverse. It's a D9, Rebecca.
It was Rebecca, a lot of
it is
same.
A D9.
It's
Rebecca.
A D9. It's not a D8. It's D9-er. Not a D7. It's a D9.
Come on, Rebecca. It's a D9.
Why was he?
There wasn't
it?
Really much excitement to it. It's hard to have a 3-mile-an-hour chase.
This guy's like, oh, Jesus Christ, what are we doing?
As a fat, out of shape guy, I find it kind of terrifying. I don't know
but
if I can run.
I thought it was just all right.
Just like Jesus. We've done this joke before, but it's just all right with you. All right. Smith, what'd you think?
I was on board because it's always fun to see runaway machinery kill people, but it just the pacing was so slow. I lost interest about halfway through.
Even with all these tight jeans going on?
Even with the tight jeans. And all the manly faces.
Helped, but
everyone talking like this because we're tough construction guys.
We're men. We're manly men.
We have a lot to talk about with that, for sure.
You got time to lean. You got time to clean.
Damn, Aaron, you should run some construction equipment. Those final lines. God damn.
We need the D9er in the south field by midday. They'll be hell to pay.
Not a big fan then, Spiff.
No,
it's okay.
No, it was okay.
Yeah. Okay. AJ, what'd you think?
I liked it. It reminded me of, like, I don't know, I've seen so many, like, 70s, like, TV shows and movies. It reminded me of, like, The Twilight Zone a little bit. It just had that, like, 60s, 70s kind of feel to it, like, TV kind of charm. But I don't know, yes. I thought it was an interesting subject. I thought it, talking about, like, making a movie today, just like a cultural thing, you have all these guys that are isolated that are working, you know, it's they're stuck with each other for better or for worse. They can't really like, I like that idea and like happen to work together and figure out because no one's coming to help you. I thought that was a fun factor, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was kind of silly at times, but I think you could take a concept like this and execute it on like a serious tone if you wanted to. But yeah, I enjoyed it.
I hear you, what you're saying, and I did like that. The people had like internal conflicts with each other. There was like some conflicts with like the boss guy and the other guy.
Yeah.
And they have to work together. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Aaron, what'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, this did struggle to keep my attention a little bit, or I struggled to keep my attention with this film a little bit. It was quite slow, but I did like the nostalgia aspect. It definitely felt like a 70s TV show. It was paced a little slow. The overall thing is, it's hard to do a good horror film like this when you can't do any kind of gore. You can't do anything that's really, that's truly horrific, right? Not saying that you need that to do good horror, but when the film is something as simple as a bulldozer chasing and killing people, you kind of need to put it over the top a little bit and have some gore to go with it. It's not really much of a psychological type of horror. Overall, I thought it was okay.
You don't have deep thoughts about bulldozers?
Oh, I do, but I'm keeping them to myself.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it, right?
Yeah. Lindsay, what'd you think?
For the most part, I enjoyed it. It took a while to really draw me in. There were definite aspects where I was kind of bored just because of the pacing. Like AJ said, I liked the interpersonal stuff, how they were a little suspicious of their boss. And that whole thing kind of reminded me of The Thing. You know, you have these guys together and they're stuck there and trying to figure out how to survive.
They're isolated in a remote area.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a good concept.
When I watch a movie from the 70s, especially like a horror movie or something gritty or violent, I want blood, bullets, boobs, and bad language. And this had none of that. So I was a little disappointed, but I did find stuff. I found stuff I enjoyed.
It did have bulge.
I found stuff I enjoyed. So. So overall, it was all right.
It was all right?
It was all right.
Yeah, I don't think this movie lives up to its potential, but it is a 70s movie.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down, this feels like a TV show incredibly neutered, and then finding out that it basically was.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with it for me. Like, if you would make this movie nowadays, it could either be really terrible or kind of really fun.
Mm-hmm.
But what I needed from this movie, it just didn't deliver on. Like, at times, this movie was like Austin Powers level. Like, are we fucking kidding me right now? Like, this is not scary. This is ridiculous and funny. Like, just get out and run away and you'll be fine. And that's the problem with the whole thing, right? Like, I'm here for this bulldozer just going out of control and killing people in crazy ways. But I think the main problem is, like, they figure out that this bulldozer is doing stuff like 10, 15 minutes into the movie. Yeah. And then it's just like, well, what the fuck do we do about this bulldozer? I don't know. Let's run away.
I think that's part of the charm.
You don't even have to run. You could just walk briskly.
Walk briskly away.
Just zigzag a little bit.
The whole concept of, like, a bunch of manly men out on the beach doing construction are never going to, you know, admit, even though they know this thing's supernatural, to someone because they sound crazy. Because they're going to hold up this, like, you know...
It's remote control, AJ.
I think that's
an
interesting subject.
It's foreign spies.
I was hoping they would all die and no one would be believing that it came to life. They'd just be denying themselves.
Why are these always bodies? Right.
I mean, we will get into it, but Spib, that, like, it's remote control. Like, that guy that everybody writes off the entire movie is the one that makes the most sense to me. Because he's like, it's got to be remote controlled or something. Like, nobody is actively talking about the fact that this bulldozer is just acting on its own and murdering people.
Except for the second in command. He's like, he kept harping on. He said there was a blue light.
Blue light
kept harping on that.
Is a thing. And then the noise it makes inside the machine when it's turned off. You know, that UFO 60s noise.
That was awful.
So, the premise for this movie is incredibly stupid. A meteor lands, and that's just justification. Meteor lands, and, like, okay, I guess because it turns the blade of the bulldozer blue, that means
it's
that now it is under
something.
The control of some alien agency. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's the same concept as Maximum Overdrive, except for it's just an atmospheric thing around the planet.
Mm-hmm. Maximum Overdrive is a much better version.
Is it?
Well, it's a more modern version.
No, it's much better. It's much better. It's got gore.
Wasn't
it's got
made
kills.
For TV too?
It's got AC/DC.
No,
it
wasn't.
Exactly. Whole album dedicated to
AC/DC. Maybe it was, but I don't think so. It's got violence and death and blood.
I didn't think it was in theaters. I can't remember now.
Was it in theaters? I don't know.
I'm
maybe
pretty
wasn't.
Sure it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty big, a decent budget film, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, Stephen King was so high, he doesn't remember making it. So
yeah, he was so crap.
Tells you why I came out.
But what I wanted was a bulldozer that comes alive and murders people. But I wanted it to take until like 3/4 of the movie or halfway in the movie until they realized that actually the bulldozer was acting on its own accord. Mm-hmm. And I wanted it to be mysterious, and you would see the bulldozer like run people over or shit like that. Because that would make more sense to me. The fact that they are like almost immediately understand what's going on and can't comprehend how to just kind of walk out of the path of this slow ass moving bulldozer got so unbelievably annoying
Chris.
And dumb.
Yeah.
But this was like, what year was this? Did this come out?
74.
Yeah, when you think about like all the 60s TV, like UFO like shows, like that's such a you know, it's totally written that style. Like it's very cheesy on purpose, I feel like. Like there's some cheese factor to it that comes with that kind of era of science fiction.
Yeah, it's that sort of fun type of mm-hmm. monster movie alien.
Yeah, and like
type
the glowing
thing, like the
original
orb, thing
type of... and the guy's like, oh. Yeah. Like old Star Trek kind of stuff.
Oh yeah. Robert Urich. Totally blue meteored.
Blue face.
Look at that. That's not good.
Is it radiation burns or something? And how does the boss not see the blue light?
Because the blade is in front of him.
All right.
The thing in this movie though is that like it's really pretty well made. I mean, yeah. this is the thing.
Considering it's a TV movie from the 70s.
These 70s movies though, unless the transfer is really bad, they look good because they're all shot on film.
So that adds a lot of instant character. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like when
maybe
when,
that makes it seem better than it really is too. From a
like in the
90s. Standpoint.
Or I guess late 80s when they started shooting stuff on video, like it is a noticeable drop down in quality yeah. and a noticeable difference. Yeah. And so like you can immediately be like, this is some shitty schlock. And mm-hmm. I can understand that. But the quality in this movie is good. The audio is good. The lighting is good. They're blowing shit up left and right. There's stuff here, but like the movie and the premise is so silly and campy, but the movie doesn't feel silly and campy in a way that I wanted it to.
There's only like two parts that are that I laughed at. The first one was when the killdozer is destroying their encampment. It's like pushing tents over and stuff. Yeah.
When it's having a temper tantrum?
Yes, it's like, it's dragging the
fuck
thing around.
Tent. Fuck your tent.
I hate you guys.
No, fuck you. Yeah, slowly.
I'm gonna push over your canvas tent. And then the bastard. Other time was the I'm going swimming scene. That was hilarious.
Yeah. Wait, I forget what happened there.
Drunk.
He's drunk.
That was the one. That's the trailer. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, that's the other thing. Like the acting is really pretty
yeah.
good in this movie.
Yeah, it is.
You got Robert Urich, mm-hmm. who is just
yeah.
I know.
I guess great character actors.
He's a great actor. Beautiful man. Mm-hmm. He's barely in it though. I feel like he was just like
hey,
yeah.
he's killed off.
Killed off immediately.
He dies, and to communicate his death to his friends and coworkers, he goes, "Better get a tarp. We don't want to bury right. him in the sand without it."
That was the boss.
That
guy
is,
and we
got
to get back to work. No
we
time
get back to work.
Yeah, but that's how it would be. Though,
that tight.
I know we just buried two guys right. now, but there's an hour like, more daylight.
There's something to be said though. When people start panicking, you need some sort of voice of like. I mean, this is what the military, this is why they train them the way they do, right? Because mm-hmm. in intense scenarios, you can't really have time to focus on like, oh, my,
yeah, but
I just
Aaron,
lost my friend.
Aaron, the bulldozer destroyed all their tents.
Right.
Yeah.
And they lost a friend.
Yeah, but that was prior. Saying,
that was a funny joke and no one laughed. Intense scenarios and I said the bulldozer destroyed all their tents.
I thought that was
Come
pretty
on.
Realistic though. Him dying and then them having to get back to work. That felt pretty realistic to me of what would happen in this corporate structure. These guys are probably like, this is like,
they're
so they
the
came
70s,
in.
Though. 70s
they're building like
are strong
a private airfield, right? So they're hired by like a corporation.
They're
they're specialists that are brought in. They're not just like some construction guys. They work for like a corporation.
The
so there's money.
Crew.
So if they don't complete this, they're done for.
They don't
want to
close
like
their eyes.
Line.
They don't want to fall asleep.
It's like working
they don't
on
wanna
like
miss a thing.
An oil field. You get
never
paid
bring
really
that
high,
shitty Aerosmith to this mm-hmm. fucking podcast.
You got high pay, high risk, right?
Dude, this job has to pay a ton, right?
How did
right.
they get
yeah,
this stuff
like
on the island? I guess a boat?
By ship.
There's a supply ship.
Yeah. There's a supply ship
like
coming.
Because you're
so
living there.
The remoteness. They're not like a hop, skip, and jump away from mainland.
No, they're 200 miles from the coast of Africa.
You could remake this today with like oil field guys in the same mm-hmm. kind of scenario.
Why are you building airship 200 miles off the coast of Africa?
Well, we will get to the
for
end
refueling?
For some
rich guy. For Jeff
this,
Bezos'
this whole,
house, man.
This whole movie doesn't make sense to me. In
Bezos
the way
and
they,
bulldozers.
The way they deal, end up dealing with this bulldozer while the whole they're on this very small island
mm-hmm.
surrounded by ocean, which seems like could
and mountains,
seriously right? deal with a bulldozer as opposed to the way they end up dealing with it by mm-hmm. the end. And they keep referencing, let's go for a swim. Let's go out in the water.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, do that. Because the bulldozer's not going to come out in the water for you. Just stand in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe they have to be somewhere where they can't leave or they can't climb up a mountain. Because I felt mm-hmm. like the mountains are pretty steep. That thing doesn't have a high incline.
Well, they
right?
tried to do that. But then the truck couldn't make it up there either.
I mean, just walk up the
it's
mountain.
It's a tremor
you
scenario.
Can't go stand up like
up.
A 45 degree angle, right?
The only thing can make it up that old Jeep trail is
make
the cat.
It up to incline.
Right.
I love it when they would show it peeking around the corner at them.
Oh, so it's, it's got its little headlights.
It reminded
eyes.
Me of like a lion stalking its prey.
Yeah.
It would be
so
like
good.
In the high grass. Mm-hmm. And
I think a better scenario is if a couple of them came alive, and then it was more like you couldn't hide anywhere because there's too
many. They start work together.
It's just Maximum Overdrive, though, right?
Yeah, but this is
12 years before.
Yeah. True. The idea is sound. You can do a movie called Killdozer and have tons of random kills and bloody violence. That would be super fun and stupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus, look at all these opportunities for male nudity. We didn't get anything.
Right? Nothing.
A bunch of guys on an island? Come on, that's perfect opportunity.
I think Lindsay said it best. It needs grit.
It
needs the locker scene where they're all like sitting up to go out and work in the morning.
It needs grit and it needs some man tit. These jeans are so tight, I would never be able to digest food. My stomach would be like, I would have such diarrhea or something when I finally took those things off.
Their shirts are so nice, though. They have like really nice work shirts.
Okay, how did it happen? Don't give us none of that about the D9er going haywire. We want to know.
I don't know why.
You were there. You saw it.
This would actually be an easy movie to recreate nowadays with all the farm equipment, especially that's controlled by apps with geofencing, and they use GPS and all these things that you could do.
You could be
anywhere as long as it's remote and you're doing this construction.
And you could get the like anti-right to repair lobbyists to give you a fuck ton of money to make a movie to scare people.
Or that you could get oil money to make a movie about oil fields about machines that come to life. Right.
Right.
There's a moment where they make a huge ass bonfire and it looked dangerous as fuck.
Why did they do that?
Yes, it did.
Why did they do that?
Why did they do that?
They were trying to signal.
Like at that
airplane.
That guy almost was on fire.
I didn't hear that. I just was like confused why they were doing
that. What was his name? Chubbs?
Chubbs, dude.
He was the Chubb. He was the Chubb. He's rocking some
tight pants.
These pants were so goddamn tight. I'm like,
he couldn't help it. It's just that circulation wasn't working. It just kept all the blood there. And
well, I mean, those to be fair, women, he's women permanently wear chubbed. Tight pants. Are they comfortable to wear tight pants?
If they're flexible, I would think so.
I'm not asking you. You're not a woman.
Well, most of the majority.
I'm fat. Pants are always tight.
A majority of women's jeans have spandex in them now, so they're very stretchy and very comfortable. Especially if you get like the jeggings, the jean leggings. It's very comfy.
So they don't feel like super constricting.
No, because it's not like typical denim.
Yeah,
it's not like a hard denim.
It's much
this shit was hard.
It's like
that's just
20% denim and then
this thing's like you got a wiener. Right. I don't care. We're just packing the shit right here. You don't got room for anything. There ain't no room in those things.
Your name's Chubb. You're Dingus. You're the Invisible Man.
You're
is that how they
pants.
Name their characters?
I told you not to tell anyone.
There's cool scenes with the bulldozer, just like. Shots like this is fun.
Oh, that's
and
so
stupid.
Cool.
Yeah, shit, but it's
pointless.
Cool.
But it's cool.
It's crushing their fire. So it's a sentient thing. It's thinking, right? It's doing.
It took out their radio too.
Nice.
Like it knew to cut off the communication.
Well, it was so funny because every time it would come alive, the little lights would come on, and it made it look like it had tiny little eyes, and it made it look cute. It didn't make it look menacing.
They need more menacing bulldozers. What they need.
Yeah.
It needed like fire coming out of the smokestack or something.
It needed some like stencils on it. Yeah.
Problem.
Got tattoos.
I mean, the problem is the fact that you can just. You
oh
can
my
just
God.
Straight up,
whoa, what was that?
It was distortion. You but you can straight up outrun this thing if you wanted to. And no one
has to be faster.
I looked up a modern bulldozer. They go about 6 to maybe 7 miles per hour going forward and about 10 going backwards.
Wow.
Because so it's fast. Backwards?
10's pretty fast, but you could sprint to run at least short distances. A D9er, that thing? I don't know.
I go 20.
Yeah. So you got to figure. They weigh like 40 to 50 tons, and they have about 400 to 500 horsepower. So they're not going to go very fast.
But the whole concept relies on this bulldozer running you over or killing you. Mm-hmm. But it's so obvious that you could just kind of run out of its direction.
This is
and
why
so
you need
it wants you to buy into this, and it's like I just can't. Especially
I think
you
should
dive into
a
pipe in front of its path.
I think the issue is the environment that they put it in. If you put it in where there's buildings that they could be hiding
you can't
in,
escape from.
Yes, because then you could have it crashing through a wall while they're sitting there, and all of a sudden, I
know
think that
you're
would
like
be
sand
better.
Dunes,
you know what this movie really needed was like a setup scene where they're like. about to be deployed to work on this island, and they explain the island and how you can't, it's remote, there's no buildings, there's like some kind of like
actually
to overrun your logic on the scenario, right?
That's a good point. What if instead of just outright murdering them, it slowly wore them down until they went mad and started murdering each other?
That'd be cool.
That could be kind of cool, right? You could do it that way.
Mac guy, not Mac. What was his name?
Like, don't let them sleep, right?
Dutch. Yeah. I thought Dutch was going to go crazy and start killing people.
Right. That could have worked. Yeah. I think that could have worked. And it ends up with just one guy in the bulldozer.
I think they just watched the documentary Tread on Netflix.
Not yet.
So that's such a better story. Right? It really happened.
Right? It's so much better. There's so much more tension. And
yeah. I mean, he was targeting people that did him wrong.
Right?
And the bulldozer looked amazing.
You know, a foot of concrete on it or something, right?
Yeah.
We did get the crane versus bulldozer scene, which was really
I was
cool.
so excited for that fight, and then it just went nowhere.
Yeah.
I was like, yay, let them fight, let them fight.
Because you're watching this whole movie, and you know you're going to get something like that. You're like, when are we going to get this like machine?
Things go forwards, things go back.
It definitely like, brings out the child in you, you know, like the obsession with like construction equipment and like...
Yeah. The sandbox
place. This is why I think it's a good idea for a movie.
I have a book, Builder, Dozer, Digger, Dumper, or something. It's all about like construction equipment.
Steam Henry. Yeah,
right? I have a bunch of construction equipment books that I read to my kids.
Yeah, kids love that stuff.
So like, I get the excitement, and that makes sense actually. If this movie was like. It's honestly, yeah. But it like even though it was very neutered down, it would have to be even more so. I think.
Yeah. You gotta get rid of them tight pants if you're gonna.
It can't be tight pants.
This is some X-rated content right there. I mean they formulate a plan to kill the dozer.
We shoot juice into that big dozer. We got that generator.
But it's damaged.
Maybe, maybe not. We need a conductor of some kind.
Yeah, spinning your wheels, Kelly.
No, I'm not. It'll work. And that's what's going to make it work. Come on, Sarval, give me a hand.
Dude,
did you like
dudes
that?
In the 70s are so cool.
No,
we're
just real, man.
I like the concept of
come
that
on,
scene.
Come on, Saruman.
Because technically, these are like men of like machines and mechanics. And them being able to like problem solve and cope with these like genius ideas would have been cool if you had more of that through the movie, like trying to
make these. They like cut the gas line at one point.
And still the hydraulic lines. Yeah, that was weird.
They blow it up.
And steam came out.
It doesn't stop it. It catches on fire. It doesn't stop it. But then for some reason, electricity is what stops it.
Right.
And you know, and you're on, you have rubber tread, so that wouldn't do anything.
Well, the mechanic fixes the fuel lines, right?
It's on rubber. Like,
but wasn't, I mean, it's, that's a very mechanical vehicle. There's not a lot. There's not electronics in that driving, controlling that.
No,
those are all manual linkages to things. Like, I don't see what the electricity is going to do.
A diesel engine has no electrics.
Exactly. It. You're not going to have spark plugs in a diesel.
It should have just been a battle to the end. Like, machine versus machine. You know, that's the way you do this movie. Like
they probably planned it, but then the cable on the crane broke, so they had to do something
Probably.
I thought they were going to dig a hole or something. Dig a hole and have it fall in the hole.
I thought it was going to end up in the ocean. That makes the most sense to me.
Yeah.
But I feel like they just
why
didn't want to actually destroy
swim?
It.
They're building a boat and they're running down the beach. Yeah.
I thought it was going to end up like chasing after someone and then toppling off a cliff into the ocean.
Yeah.
That would be
those things are too expensive for that.
It has to go fast.
Those D9ers are 70,000.
It has to go faster than it was going.
90,
to be,
I think.
Like,
yeah,
90.
I like how he did that, defending like three people have died.
I like the Jeep
those things
had.
Are $70,000.
So
that's
many
the whole corporate
died.
Aspect. That...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and
yeah, exactly.
The boss had like a past where he was an alcoholic, and there was some accident at a plant, and
so he has to make this job work. That's why he's all by the book, very business.
But then the movie ends, and they're like, "Hey, we graduated!
Woo-hoo!
Yay!"
Freeze frame.
Gotta love those freeze frames.
What the fuck is that?
They kept their freaking hard hats on through the entire movie until that
safety
point.
First.
Safety first.
Yeah.
What a movie.
Yeah.
It has potential. I would love to see a remake that's much more campier.
Yeah.
One thing
we're straight serious. Like.
Yeah. One thing we have to talk about.
Okay.
The foreman. This fucking guy, okay? His real name is Clint Walker.
Which one's the foreman?
He's 6'6".
Is he 6'6"? He looked big,
he
like
is
a big
enormous.
Dude. Yeah.
Just huge dude. 6'6". He's been on a lot of TV and everything. Huge guy. This guy. That guy. Yeah.
Yeah. He's intimidating.
Very intimidating. But he, I think in the 50s, he had a freak accident where he was skiing and the ski pole pierced his heart.
Ooh. What?
Wow. Holy fuck.
That's wild. And he survived, obviously.
Yeah, because he's
a man. Was back to shooting stuff 2 months later. Yeah. And he only died like 3 years ago.
Wow. That's because he's a total badass.
Right?
Death showed up, but he's like, fuck you.
This is like, just how you treat this movie, guys. You make this like an Expendables thing. You get all these like manly men together on an island that you want to see, like Arnold and like all those guys.
There is this scene where they're driving super fast and the film's all fucked up, but it doesn't matter because these guys are hard fucking core.
They're hauling it. That's awesome. I was like, oh my God.
Look at him.
Is that sped
shit.
Up?
It's a Jeep commercial.
I don't know.
It didn't look sped
I don't think that's sped up.
No.
Some reckless driving.
You don't have to go that fast with those things with that suspension. Mm-hmm. And like, there's hardly any body to it. It's bouncing around.
Yeah. So this definitely wasn't the worst movie we've watched this year. It's definitely not the best. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I think it has so much potential.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
especially I think the name for TV heard it. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, definitely. It's the '70s, you know.
Yeah, but like, what was the
made
last
for
70s?
TV?
Race to Hell, or what
Race
was that movie
with
called?
The Devil.
Race with the Devil. That was much more like that went for it much more.
Yeah, but this knew what it was going to be. It was going to be on TV. You know, it's timid.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else with the Killdozer?
It was better than Lawless Land.
Well, that's not saying anything.
Big time. I just want to see it. I want to see more Killdozer
now. If you put the Killdozer in Lawless Land, it would have
been much
better.
Killdozer versus Battle Truck.
Falco versus Bulldozer.
Killdozer versus Battle Truck, I would like to see. Yeah, that's
that'd
a good
be good.
Idea.
That'd be cool.
You got to make that fake trailer.
Yes. Whoever made this fake trailer for Killdozer. All right. Anything else? No? Alternate titles. Anyone have any alternate titles?
Kill Dozer? Like dozing off?
Yeah. Oh, that was one of mine, dozing off.
When that's construction like everyone's vehicles alternate attack.
That's pretty good.
And the OSHA violation handbook.
Yes.
Aaron, what do you got?
I have Dozer the Dozerian.
That's pretty good.
We have Beached, Heavy Metal, Minimum Overdrive, Demon Dozer, Diesel of Doom, Hydraulics from Hell, Death Island, Buried Not Alive, and Stretched Out, the Chubb and Dutch story. Because they're like, Dutch, Chubb, I just think we're going to be ended up stretched out on the beach. And you're like...
I think they had a big missed opportunity with the soundtrack of this movie because they could have used Conway Twitty's tight-fitting jeans.
Yeah, let's just take
just
one
some
more
good old boys.
Soak these in.
Christ.
He definitely dresses
really
to the left.
Pants.
I'm going to have a nightmare tonight where I'm wearing super tight pants and it's going to be so awkward.
And Chris complained about which they came to the sea. I'm just saying.
I don't believe
that was a little bit different.
I got dozing off, tight pants and heavy metal, and RIP Sweet Chubb. One love, all that shit. Yeah, that's it. Fucking Killdozer. All right, Rebecca, would you recommend the Killdozer?
Are we doing recommendations now?
Yeah, yes. Remember we switched it up last week. Mm-hmm. Remember, Rebecca, you were here.
After 5 years, we're changing the format.
5 years, we're getting rid of the bumper.
I forgot we did that before the game. I guess I will just have something else to do while you're watching it, because you're going to need a little something.
Start knitting yourself some tight jeans.
Scotty P.
After talking about it, no, I'm not going to recommend this one. It's just not enough going on.
AJ.
Yeah, I'd recommend it. I think you have to go into it knowing what you're going to get. Because, like, that first sequence when the rock starts glowing, I was like, okay, all right, this is going to be, like, old school, made for TV science fiction. And then I was on board, and I just went with that expectation. Mm-hmm. And if you like that kind of stuff, like the old style TV show kind of stuff, you'll like this because it's very like tongue in cheek in that
bullshit,
way,
right?
Yeah. 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 So if you like that, you'll be into it for sure. But it's definitely not, you know, it was made for TV. It's not going to be like a bloodbath horror expectation here. It's very straight in that sense.
Aaron, I'm kind of in between AJ and Rebecca on this. I see what AJ's saying, and I kind of feel the same way. But it is a little bit unfulfilling. So I'm with Rebecca. You know, play on your phone, read a book while you watch this or whatever. There's going to be some little bit of entertaining bits. Just appreciate it for what it is, but know that you're going to leave feeling like it needed to be something else or needed more to it.
Like a date with Aaron.
Unfulfilling. Slow.
Unfulfilling, disappointing,
full of diesel fumes.
Play on your phone instead.
Lots of digging.
Lindsay.
Yeah, I'd recommend it. It's not very long. It's on YouTube. There's enough interesting stuff, like the acting, the wardrobe, the way it's shot to keep you interested, I think. And you got the tight jeans. I think that's enough to keep you fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was never bored with this movie. I did want it to be more than what it was, but definitely, after I realized what it was going to be, I was like, okay. And I think it's like sincere enough where, like, I don't know, like the actors I liked. I liked all the acting. I liked the characters for the most part. It's well made. It's like, it does feel sort of like a Gilligan's Island type episode or MASH or something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like
I don't
Spengoolie
know.
Kind of thing.
Well, it has like an innocence to it that's kind of charming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And I kind of like that. But the whole time I'm like, just fucking run around this goddamn bulldozer. Come on, guys. Like, we don't need to die for this. But whatever. It was fine. The thing of it is it's like, it's on YouTube, so it's not easy to watch. So it's maybe not worth tracking down. If you're interested, check it out. That's what I'll say. Okay, we move on. We got a game?
Yep.
Let's do it. Let's...
Game topic.
Your theories are the worst kind of topic, right? Your methods are sloppy and your conclusions are highly questionable.
All right, so we are going to be talking about self-driving cars and that technology. Man.
This is good.
So starting off, in what year's World's Fair were self-driving cars first
1973.
73. Was that?
I don't know. Self-driving?
So World's Fair was still around in 73?
This fucking bulldozer was driving by itself.
I'm going to say it has to be
like remote control.
Yeah.
If this is World's Fair... Right.
Like, I'm thinking it's on a fixed course.
I'm going to say, like, especially with, like, you know, we had this huge futuristic expectations in, like, the 60s and stuff. I'm going to say, like, the 60s.
Oh, that's true.
Holy shit.
I'm going to say, like, 1966.
It's got vacuum tubes for processing power.
I'm going to go a little later, that's like, cool. 87.
Damn.
I have no idea.
I'm going to say 94. Although the logo there looks very
old. The crow had come out by then.
Say 1980.
I don't know what that means.
GPS wasn't like wildly available to the late
80s. The crow came out in 1994. I don't know why I knew that. That's so weird.
So it was much earlier than any of you were thinking.
What?
1930.
Oh, they're full of shit.
It's like a player piano at that point. Feet into
it
paper.
It wasn't going
and it's like
any
left,
kind of
right,
distance.
Left, right, straight. It's not going for speed.
And what year did a driverless car go across the country?
That was more recent.
2017.
Driverless.
12?
2006. Yeah.
2007.
Lindsay's just thinking about those tight pants.
I did.
Pennsylvania label is all the way.
I feel like it's probably just drone. It's probably just drone operator.
Oh, God. Oh yeah. Oh, 05 or something. I don't know. I have no idea.
It is 2015.
Wow.
Okay. And it went from Tesla? San Francisco to New York. I forget. I think it was an Audi.
Yeah, Tesla would have run into an 18-wheeler.
Or stopped at a stop sign on a billboard.
Right?
Yes, that's right. Fuck you, Elon. Sorry.
Which of these things does not currently have a self-driving technology? Tractors, construction vehicles, semis, or mining carts?
Semis.
Construction vehicles. They definitely have semis.
Oh, I thought semis. Construction vehicles need
Kroger's.
What would you say to a construction vehicle? Like, well, just plow this land flat.
Right? I mean, well, you could do remote control. I'm going to say, yeah, construction vehicles.
Construction vehicles. That'd be too
dangerous.
Semis
is the future. That's where all the money is. Right. They have to have that.
Yeah, and they already have the tractors.
It is construction vehicles.
Not yet.
Is that a D9?
How many levels of self-driving cars are there?
Planned or in existence? Because, you know, some companies.
So the levels
Tesla,
are like
the live
level. Like park itself.
You have to drive the whole thing by itself to.
Some assistance. Some
it drives completely.
Highway driving. Oh.
Like,
to,
doesn't need a person in the car.
Probably like four? Three, right? There's like
seven.
There's currently four, I think, that are. Two. We've reached four, but some are claiming five. So six or seven, maybe? Yeah, it's kind of seven.
The
is
thing
like...
of this question is I don't understand it, and I was not paying enough attention.
What?
Chris is thinking about the tight pants.
Two.
How many levels of tight pants are there?
What does that mean? How many levels? Two.
Yeah, just like different levels. Is it assistive?
Yeah, like,
you have to
like
still drive?
System.
Is it able to navigate on the highway?
I already said two. I'm
is it able
to
navigate
a
construction zone? So dynamic situations?
I don't need this.
I'm gonna say seven.
Four.
There are
five?
Six.
Wow.
Five is full automation.
There's zero to five.
Oh.
So there's six different levels. So zero would be like a car from the 70s or 80s that you are driving completely on your own. And then as you add like GPS and cruise control and all of that kind of stuff, it becomes more like most cars today are probably two, three.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is, definitely. Is anyone here excited about having a self-driving car?
No,
I haven't
driven.
I have a manual car, so
fascination of it.
Obviously not.
Yeah,
I think
shift my gears for me.
Yeah,
like people are getting excited.
I don't want.
I just
I want to shift the gears. That's why I like driving.
But the average person doesn't want to do anything but play on their phone. So these are all bad things.
Well, didn't they recently pull some guy over for sleeping in the back seat while his Tesla was going like 80 on the interstate?
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
Asshole.
Oh god.
Yeah.
What's the fastest a self-driving car has driven?
If it's RS7, it can go pretty fast.
Well, if they're on the roads, they're in Europe too, right? So they have to be on the autobahn.
I would drive an RS7.
My neighbor has one.
There's probably a 65 mile an hour, 70 mile an hour limit, right, for highway travel.
It's so weird that cars like
the
that,
limit
though,
doesn't matter.
80. Oh,
and I'll tell
you that. I'm gonna say
it was on a racetrack.
Oh,
a racetrack,
250 miles an hour,
187.
126.
Those like BMWs, like the M4s and shit, like they're all like automatic, or they have like
The dual clutch things. Yeah.
The dual, and it's like not nearly as fun.
What's
like Bob has one, and it's a badass car, but then it's like I don't really want to drive this thing.
Well, but most people don't
it's
care
not the same
about
level
that
of engagement.
You have generations that don't know what a stick shift is.
150! Holy shit!
Damn.
Yeah. Sitting in the back seat.
And that was so like that was a driverless car. Like it.
But
was,
on a track.
On a
that
track.
That's pretty
but
easy
still,
to
it's
do.
Got a,
that's pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a maneuver. Yeah. Fast
process. What percent of auto accidents are caused by human error?
All of them.
9,000%.
97%
like that.
Not repairing your vehicle. Still human error, really.
See, what you guys are seeing here is human error, but I think that tree was in the wrong fucking place.
Oh, you're right.
Jumped right out at him.
It's got to be like 99.9% or something. I want to know.
Mother Russia, tree crash into you.
How did the roof of that car like peel backwards?
Because there's acts of God.
That's probably after.
And that doesn't count.
Yeah. God doesn't
emergency personnel had been there.
I'm going to say 99%.
Like a tree falling on a car isn't your fault.
82%.
Not God's fault either, though.
Jesus Christ.
It is 94%.
Sorry, AJ.
They're thinking self-driving cars would reduce fatalities by automobile accidents by 90%.
Damn.
I think that's probably accurate.
I think it's accurate, but I also just see
normal,
like,
perfect scenarios. But when you get to bad weather, construction zones, all
and
these things that humans are able to process
hacking
quickly.
Into them and stuff. Like.
Yeah, but I feel like it doesn't matter unless everything is self-driving.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because you're still going to have humans that are messing stuff up.
Haven't you still got at least 10 years before that happens, Chris.
Aaron,
so.
You're going to take away my cars, Chris. Get the fuck out.
No,
let's go I want data
swerving in and out of the remote AI cars.
Data saves the day in literally every episode in every movie. So why the fuck are we not moving towards that? Robots are good.
Because
robots.
Then why do we need us? Data is just like, you fucking humans are screwing things up.
We don't.
Exactly. That's
bring
why I'm
on all the self-driving cars that just run over everyone, and the world would probably be a better place.
I think they should develop.
It'll be Cars the movie in real life.
I think they should develop the Johnny Cab from Total Recall.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
that'd be cool. That should be in like Vegas right now. I don't know what they're doing. Shit.
Then it'd be called a boober.
I mean, automation's here, regardless. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's here.
Trucks is going to change the world.
Get the fuck off.
When semis switch and all those truck drivers go out of work, it's going to change the world. Like, that's huge.
No, it won't matter because all of our bridges will crumble first.
A lot
first.
Of male strippers that popping up everywhere.
There'll be a lot of people wanting universal basic income.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Self-driving cars are without all of the following except what? Steering wheels, pedals, headlights, speedometers.
Pedals.
Steering wheels.
Well, you can have... Wait.
Of those. What?
These without, are like fully
fully automated.
Technically need headlights.
You wouldn't need a speedometer, right?
Yeah,
necessarily. That'd be the least.
I'd say they'd have headlights.
Faster going.
Do you though?
I'm saying headlights.
If it's driving, you don't need to know the speed it's traveling.
Well,
but it needs to know.
But if all cars are,
but what if it fails?
It doesn't matter.
You need to be able to slow it down or steer it, right? It needs headlights. Without all the following.
If it fails.
Speedometers. Is the only logical
steering, without steering, everything but headlights.
Oh,
well,
I guess
headlights.
Pedals. You don't need pedals because you can have like the finger pedal things that they have now behind
it's,
the wheel.
No, it's without headlights. All of these except, so it has one of these
right.
things.
It has headlights because you still need to warn pedestrians that you're coming.
Oh
yeah,
I
feel like headlights is probably
the yes, I'm going to say headlights.
Logical thing.
What?
Or it has a speedometer.
Why?
The headlights it doesn't need.
Right, but what about the people choosing to walk into a crosswalk?
Yeah, the pedestrians
yeah,
are gonna
I guess
run over. I guess they're robots.
But I think
matter.
it'll detect them.
Yeah.
So.
Ask Uber how well that went when it ran over a lady in the highway.
Right.
Yeah, it coming.
I mean, yeah, walking in the highway in the dark without reflective or lights, probably not smart, but
yeah,
no, early
humans are dumb.
That's true. That's why 94% of accidents are caused by us.
Just outlaw cars. Problem solved.
Yeah, we don't need cars.
I'm not commuting really 9 miles.
We
just
need trains. Bicycle
cars.
Or whatever. We just need trains.
Nine
we need
miles.
Public
it's
transportation.
Like
that's
here.
Plausible. High speed trains.
The country is huge.
If we had a high speed train, they were doing the math on this with like modern technology. You could literally go from New York to like LA in like a single day on a high speed train.
A single
like,
day. That's still
yeah,
a long
but
time.
Think about think about what maybe working like I'm in Harrisburg. I could get to New York in 20 minutes. Like it eliminates the issue of like where you're gonna work. and travel. Like, all of a sudden, you have all these opportunities.
So it derails, and then you also have to walk 3,000
miles an hour.
And you have to stick to this schedule.
They can't derail.
It just shows up with a giant robotic street sweeper.
I don't know. Have you ever had a magnet, and you put another magnet the other direction? That shit's all fucked up.
It's a really powerful
polarity's all screwed. You better hope no one's bringing magnets onto this train. I'll tell you that right now.
I saw somebody post a picture of, in London, they're going to try out self-driving buses, and it looked like it had already crashed. The design of it looked like a crashed bus.
Oh, that's smart. So when it actually crashes,
just to hide when it
won't be a big deal. Right?
Harry Potter 3 knows what's up. That's how you do that shit.
You mean the blind guy and the little headless or body thing?
That thing's crazy.
I mean, most of the world gets along without cars, you know.
Most of the world isn't.
Yeah, but it's their life is much.
Chris, you're not going that far.
We're just used to this kind of stuff.
Fucking dare you. I have to go downstairs.
You can hop on a bike.
Okay. Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
I guess.
All right, let's move on and do some email.
I suggest we read some listener feedback, sir.
Make it so, number one.
Emails. You tiny little emails. You precious little emails. Where are you?
Right, so last week we checked out The Lawless Lion.
Oh, I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
You told me to do it last time.
You're right.
Yeah, so I did not see The Lawless Land. I heard it was terrible. Paul Lilienthal says if this was a Neil Breen film, it would have been The Braless Land. Jason Case says it would be great with a remake.
You could do it in a much more interesting manner, but it'd probably be like a young adult type of movie. It'd be like a Divergent.
What's a Lawless Land?
Yeah, type thing or whatever.
Yeah, Divergent's
not that bad. I didn't mind Divergent. I was not diverging on the Divergent.
I'm just saying, if you were going to remake it, it'd be best to make it that type of film. It'd be like a Hunger Games, Divergent type of young adult.
Or just make a Western out of it.
Woodley,
look, those things are great. It gets people into sci-fi again.
What's this lady's name? Shyalan Woodley. What the hell's her name? Bring her in. I'm on board.
Shyalan.
Shyalan.
The Lawless Land.
Shia the Beef?
Shailene.
Woodley. I'm on board. Woodley, eat it up.
Jesus, keep moving, Scott. Please. For the love of God and all those holy.
Let's see. Ian Anderson, who is apparently related to Ian the Kiltmaker.
Oh, is this the guy from you know, the little band?
Maybe. Oh, Jethro Tull.
Yes, Aqualung. Right.
You gotta have John from Creepypod on if you do Crash and Burns.
What the hell is Crash and Burns?
Because he loved Robot Jocks. Crash and Burns is the one from recommendations last week.
Okay.
It's the like early 2000s, late 90s action movie.
Oh, yes. I do remember this now.
It was like, is it like Robot comedy. Jocks? Because that was just...
No, it wasn't.
No,
Robot
it's just the name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see, Paul Lilienthal, let me see if I have this straight. The movie titled The Lawless Land is about two star-crossed lovers who may not be together because the laws of their lands forbid it. Mm-hmm. That is D-U-M-B.
What's that mean?
That's a good point. There's no law in this land, yet somehow there is a law keeping them apart.
The Lawless Land is the area outside of the fascist country.
Yeah, it's like the desert.
That's where they're trying to get.
It's like the outer zone.
Mm-hmm. The thirsty wasteland. We must get there. Right. Jason Case, the worst thing a movie can be is boring, and The Lawless Land is a boring movie.
100%.
You're right.
It is.
He recommends Staying Alive, the entertaining, terrible sequel that is the complete opposite of Saturday Night Fever.
Oh my God.
I did not know it had a sequel.
Is that real?
Yeah, I think it's directed by, or written by, Stallone had something to do with it, or his brother did.
Frank Stallone?
I think he directed it or something.
Oh God.
It's not post-apocalyptic?
I bet it has tight pants.
No, it's about like a dance show in New York, and John Travolta is in it, and he's like, he's doing weird shit with his hips. It's very graphic.
Sean says Stallone directed
it. Made $127 million.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, Stallone directed it.
Those hips don't lie, Shakira.
Well, if we're doing bad music movies, we should do with Sgt. Pepper's, right? With Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of these because I have my hair. I had to get my hair done that day.
I have to wash my hair. And Mike Tarosier has an idea for the wheel. Okay. He says that instead of keeping it at 5 movies all the time, we should take movies off as we watch like them this. Until it gets to 2.
Mm. And then what if we never keep it at 5?
Well, no, I think it's okay. We once we get to 2, we add a bunch more back in.
Yeah, you add them all back. This
ensures we don't keep missing movies.
But what that means is
get through witchcraft.
What that means Scott's is getting I'm going to get divorced. Right? So, Mike, think about this.
Yeah. I think we need to whittle it down a little bit. I think it's okay.
I like the current format personally, the 5. But
I take one away, I add a new one.
Yeah,
take one down.
Right. I didn't add one this week though because you guys all complained. That's what you get. Okay, you live with your choices. Okay,
I think that's a good amount. If we don't, if you 4,
I wouldn't go more than 5. That's
yeah.
We've always had more than 5. We have 6 right now.
I know it's too many. No, we've had 5 before.
Why are you adding more movies?
I'm not adding. I added none this week.
If you added none, 7? And we picked one from last time.
We had 7 before.
We have 7 before.
This is what I'm saying.
It was I on think the 5's a good week number. Anyway.
5's good.
Cheated.
All right, well, we hear the feedback.
We hear the
constructive
feedback.
And we appreciate constructive feedback. You hear that, 44 cum dungeon?
No cum dungeon comments this week. I don't know if
we should
like
have a
spin
again space or something.
We've had a lot of comments this week, actually, as we've been going. Usually there's like 4 people, but there's quite a few.
What if we had a
what
section
are you talking
of
about?
The wheel?
Oh, you mean more
live comments? Yeah.
Oh, just okay, is there anything to highlight there? Let's see.
Sean Cavender lives a few blocks away from where they filmed Maximum Overdrive.
Hey, that's cool. That's pretty cool. Where is that? Ohio?
I know there's
that
Blue
somewhere.
Velvet. On like the same lot at the same time.
Blue Velvet?
Yeah, it was like filmed at the same space because they were talking about how Stephen King and what's his name would hang out all together.
David Lynch?
Yeah, they would hang out. The two crews would hang out.
Raven Wood recommends There's Nothing Out There.
That movie wouldn't work for our podcast though because they're intentionally being bad. It's like a spoof. It's really good. I highly recommend seeing it if you haven't. But it's kind of making fun of horror movies.
Yeah, we need to watch the movies that are bad, not on purpose.
The musical The Apple?
That's atrocious.
We haven't done musicals in a while.
Oh, this looks so bad.
Are you done, Spiv?
Yes, I think so. If you'd like to leave comments for us next week, you know what to do.
All right. Are you guys ready? You know what time it is.
I want to go to ready for the wheel.
Apple looks crazy.
Spin the wheel. Spin the
Sumeru.
Wheel.
Sumeru.
See, this
Sumeru.
Looks good. Sumeru. You can see the artwork.
We have.
Hello, Alone in the Dark is on there.
We have Alone in the Dark, which I
that's
got
too
classic.
Good.
Classic.
No, it is not. Get your ass out of here. We got Meltdown starring, this looks like an Estevez. Not
Joe
sure which
Estevez.
One. Is that Joe?
Mm-hmm.
We got the Witchcraft 3. That means Spiv's done. His marriage is done. I'm kind of hoping for
he'll
that.
Be on the show.
Be fun. Point Doom. Point Doom, which is something great. Nightmare City, Italian Zombies, and Death Spa.
Wow, we got some good stuff.
I just want to point out the wheel. It has a border between the two black ones.
I know, we talked about this.
The developer doesn't usually, does it?
Oh,
wait,
no, you're
is
right.
Is that a new...
It's just like one giant space.
Is maybe that he was new? Listening and changed it.
It might be.
The wheel people.
I think it pulls a color from... I mean, look at the colors. You're not manually adding the colors, right, Chris? So it pulls colors from the cover. Like here you have your brownish red, right? This is a lot of black. So it's smart enough that when there's... two of the same color side by side, it adds a lighter.
But it didn't that one time, remember?
No, actually, here it is too, though. You can see it. I think it's just more noticeable because it's black beside black.
If we zoom in on this.
Ah, you're gonna pixelate the wheel. What are you doing?
Pixelate the wheel. All right, let's just spin this thing.
Let's do it. Spin it.
Here we go.
Spin it. Here we go. Ow. Witchcraft, we got.
Do this shit.
Yeah. Oh, we're gonna be on fire next week.
Yes.
We got a winner.
I'm gonna watch this Alone in the Dark
later. Here.
I'm so excited.
Like a real movie
excited.
In the theaters, yeah?
Exciting time.
Yeah,
it's
but it
got
mean
Tara
it's
Reid
bad.
And Christian Slater.
It is so
and before Tara Mr. Reid. Robot, where Christian Slater's like, I'm actually good again. This is some hot garbage. I cannot wait to watch this shit. Okay. Here is the trailer.
in the dark.
It's got Steven the dwarf in it.
How could my God? My God smacked me. My right in my God smacked me.
I think every 2000s action movie had that song in the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Aaron, God we smack? Saw Godsmack in concert.
Did we?
I'm really sorry to hear that. I feel like that takes like Black Sabbath. It's got to take like 5 years off your life, like hearing that shit in your ears.
Going to a Black Sabbath concert takes 5 years off your life, looking at some of the people there.
This is an Uwe Boll movie. This is a Christian Slater, Tara Reid movie. It's got Godsmack in the trailer. What could go wrong?
Perfection.
Alone in the Dark. I want to say 20.
Based on a PC game, right?
20.
Yeah. Which is such a weird thing to base some obscure PC games from the 80s or early 90s, I guess. Mid 90s.
Have you ever played the game too? It's like an old guy in this house. Like, I've played
it. It's totally different.
I was like, unless Steven Dorff and Christian Slater. All right. This movie is available on pretty much everywhere. Tubi, Amazon. There's no reason not to check it out. Vudu. I don't even know what that is, but you can watch it there. What is Vudu? Does anyone know?
Vudu. V-U-D-U. That's like a rental. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rentals thing.
Well, it's free. It's free on there. So that's Alone in the Dark, the 2005 Uwe Boll movie. That is what we're checking out next week. I cannot wait. I am super excited. It is terrible. It is going to be a great time. It's a newer movie. That's kind of what I'm looking forward to as well.
Well, we've been in the 70s here. Newer.
Yeah, we've been in the 70s. The pants have been so tight. I cannot wait for them to be so loose and hanging down where they need to go. I am excited for this. So that's what we're doing next week, guys. That's it for this week's episode on Killdozer. If you liked it, please go to iTunes. Leave us a review. Fuck. I forgot to bring up the old iTunes reviews. We had some new ones, and I wanted to review them, but I forgot. Remind me. Somebody on Slack, remind me to bring them up next week. But you know what? You can always get on that Slack. We're going to patreon.com/badmovienightshow and signing up for
$2.
$2. Get you access to the Slack. You can even figure out what the hell Aaron is fucking constantly typing into that fucking laptop keyboard.
I'm rewriting the lyrics for I Stand Alone by
You can see piles of dishes.
Aggressive
in the
typer
woods.
Over there, man.
There is so much mechanical going on every day on the Slack. So sign up now. patreon.com/badmovienightshow. You also
getting
my
guy licking a milk bottle. I don't
Spib, you're giving away the farm without milking the cow. And you also get access
you gotta
to
tease it, Chris. You gotta tease it.
Nobody wants to actually hear it. That's what the tight pants are for. There. Yeah, that was the tease. But you also get the pre-show, which is an hour-ish long episode every week as well. A bonus episode every week. Can you imagine that for $2 a month? If you like this shit, then you'll probably like the pre-show, and you get double the fun for $2 a month, and you're helping out the show. Sign up now, patreon.com/badmovienightshow. Forgot to remove that. That's going to do it, guys. We will catch you here next week when we talk about the 2005 action thrill ride horror movie, Alone. Can we do it in tandem? Oh, that was awful. Maybe we won't actually do it.
Just cut it in editing. That's okay.
That's fine.
Bad Movie Night Podcast. Podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to Bad Movie Night.